Americans are digging deeper into their pockets to pay for the rising cost of gas, and that could have an impact on the congressional midterm elections in November.
Gotta bring it down, man. Can't pay my bills.
The complaints of this man in New York and others like him around the country pushed President Bush Tuesday to take several steps to try to bring down rising U.S. fuel prices, which still remain lower than in many other parts of the world. Mr. Bush is temporarily suspending some environmental rules on gasoline and is deferring purchases for the nation's strategic oil reserve, with the hope of increasing supply and driving prices down. The president has also ordered the government to investigate whether oil companies are trying to take advantage of the situation.
Americans understand, by and large, that the price of crude oil is going up and that the prices are going up, but what they don't want and will not accept is manipulation of the market, and neither will I.
Opposition Democrats see a huge political opportunity as Americans fret about the high cost of gas stretching into the U.S. summer season, when many families take driving vacations. Senator Charles Schumer is a Democrat from New York.
The president doesn't touch his friends at the big oil companies, and it's nice that the president is finally talking about gas prices, but talk is cheap, and gas isn't.
Political analysts warn that an extended period of high gas prices could fuel voter anger in November, when Republicans defend their majorities in both houses of Congress against Democrats who are becoming increasingly confident of gaining seats. This is Washington-based analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
The president is not on the ballot, so the only way to send a message to the government, to the White House, to Congress about the president's performance is via these congressional elections.
President Bush is also facing major challenges in trying to turn around negative public perceptions of his handling of Iraq and last year's response to Hurricane Katrina. The latest CNN poll had the president's approval rating at 32%, the lowest in that survey so far. 69% of those asked in the poll said the rising gas prices were causing them severe financial hardship. Mr. Bush has a new White House chief of staff in Josh Bolton and will soon have a new press spokesman in former journalist Tony Snow. But political experts say he may need to make more changes in the weeks to come. Fred Barnes is executive editor of the Weekly Standard magazine, and he recently wrote a biography of the president called Rebel in Chief. He was a guest on VOA's Press Conference USA program.
You want to recapture the aura of a new term beginning. And I think he can do that, but he's going to have to do many more personnel changes. I'm sure he's going to do some at the White House. Whether he'll do more beyond that, I don't know.
Other analysts believe Mr. Bush's political fate and that of congressional Republicans is still tied primarily to developments in Iraq. Stephen Hess is an expert on the presidency at the Brookings Institution in Washington.
I mean, this is primarily about Iraq. There's no sense talking about, his education policy or something like that. I mean, he's been in office now for nearly 6 years. He's got one major policy in which he's thrown all the chips into the game. Is it going to work? We shall see.
Rising gas prices have taken their toll on previous U.S. presidents. Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford both dealt with the impact of the 1973 Arab oil embargo. And high gas prices and shortages were also a factor in President Jimmy Carter's defeat by Ronald Reagan in 1980. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.